If you have your Bibles, if you would turn to First Ephesians, or just Ephesians, quite honestly, chapter 1, verse 15. And that's where we'll be this morning. So something I wanted to do, because we're so used to it, I wanted to kind of, this is Andy's move, and he walks, and I love it because it's almost like a pirouette, and he's speaking, wonderful teacher, and hey, it feels pretty good. It lets go of the stress a little bit. So very quickly, last week's message, which was awesome as usual, Andy shared with some truths with us, and it was like the benefits of becoming a Christian. He shared that that we heard because of the word of truth, and because we believed, we were sealed by the Holy Spirit. That we're now partakers in the inheritance of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is our guarantee. That's a wonderful thing to realize when we think about it. It's what our walk is all about. And this morning, in verse 15, we'll read it real quick, and then it's very short. And we'll read it, and we'll talk about two of the other benefits that we have. But Paul makes a shift when he starts with this scripture, and he says, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all saints." And that's what we're going to talk about today, is faith and love. You know, I am amazed how God works it out where we are in the Word. His providence has things happen at the same time. It's amazing we're talking about faith today, and we had two people enter in the waters of baptism declaring their faith for Jesus today. Isn't that amazing? And it's part of what Jesus, as was said by Keith, it's part of what we do. He commands us to be baptized. It's a declaration of our faith. And then he says, because of our faith, then the first response should come out of that is our love. The two are synonymous. You can't have one or the other without one or the other. We realize that Paul, at this time, as he had written to the Ephesians, a church that he started, had not seen this church 8 to 10 years. And in that amount of time, obviously the church had grown, new people had come to Christ, and so people came and reported to him what was going on, and because of his great love for the church, Paul is inspired by what he hears. He hears two things. He hears that the attitude of the church is faith, and the actions of the church is love. And that's what we're called to do. These are two earmarks of our Christian faith, faith and love. And I love it because he's saying basically you have faith in Christ and love for all the other Christians. And the way it's written, it's not just the Christians of Grace Baptist Church, it's the Christians around the world that we have love for. Because what combines us together is Jesus and his love through us. As you'll know, we have missions going to Belize and to the Philippines, and we have these mission trips. And why do we do that? To earn brownie points? It's because we love the church, and we love those whom Jesus loves. We understand that faith is a conviction. It's a firm persuasion that we have. It's the belief in the truth. And what he wants us to know is it's not just the faith that we come to that causes us to surrender our life to Jesus, but it's the kind of faith that we need every day to walk in this world. It's that every day we're putting our faith in Christ to help us make it through the day that we would see ahead of us. How many people here know that the world is pretty crazy right now? And it takes faith to not just walk in this world, but to hold on to what the truth is in our life. It takes faith to live in a way that the world is coming against, and we can walk with our heads up and we can walk in a way that glorifies the Lord. And that's a faith, family, that we can't make up ourselves. It's a faith that comes from Jesus. You know, one of the amazing things, when it's talking about spiritual gifts, one of the spiritual gifts that it says that we can receive is great faith. And the reason why I love that is because it means that I don't have to build this up on my own. I don't have to pull myself up by faith. I can simply ask God to give me great faith, and He'll give it. He'll give us the faith that we need to walk day by day, to walk for Jesus day by day. We can depend upon Him. That's why we came to Him in the first place. And He says that after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints. And I love this because the word used here for love is agape love. It's unconditional love. It's a love that we give no matter what comes back to us whatsoever. It's a love that God has shown to us. And I love it because God doesn't just say, I want you to love unconditionally. He shows us how to do it. It was His love, bless you. It was His love that brought us to us. He said, you love me because why? Because I loved you first. We don't wait to go and love people because we want their love back. We go and love them as Christ has loved us. Love isn't based on anything, the response that we get back. This is a love of action. This is the love that causes us to step out and to reach out to other people. This is a love that we have for the unsaved. I find it so easy to live within a church and be involved in all the events that we have in the church and never think about the outside. But it's the love of God that He places upon my heart that I'm to share with a fallen world. And only His love will accomplish that fact. This isn't the sensitive feeling kind of love that we all talk about, that we see in movies, we hear in songs. Love that's based on how I feel about you today. You know, it reminds me of a story of a man and a woman came to receive counseling, and the wife was concerned and she was upset because she says, even though we've been married for 50 years, I just don't feel like he loves me anymore. And she goes, so if I could just hear it from him, it would make all the difference in the world. And the man said, well, honey, on our wedding day, I told you I love you. And when I change my mind, I'll let you know. That's not agape love. That's not the love that we're to share with one another. It's a love that we know that that person has. One of the things that always my wife loved when I became a Christian is how men, it's not comfortable to do so, but how men can now say, hey man, I love you. Because we live in a world where that just doesn't work. But it's a kind of love that makes us lay down our rights. It makes us lay down our right to be right and to prefer our brother or our sister as better than ourselves. It's not to clamor to see who can get to the top of the ladder. Agape love is how low can you get to the ground. And God calls us to do this. And He shows us. Everybody knows the scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him would not perish but have an everlasting life. He demonstrated His love by giving His Son to die in our place. That's the love that we're called to have. And I love it because in John 13:35, Jesus says, if you loved me, obey me. Obey my commandments. And remember, they challenged him and they said, Jesus, what is the most important of all the commandments? And he said, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then he goes on to say, if you love me, obey my commandments. we're called and commanded to love one another. He says in John 13:35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. The greatest outreach that we can do in this world is demonstrate our love to one another. This world is lacking in love. It's searching for love, as the song was, in all the wrong places. It's looking for people to fulfill that place in them, or their spouse, or their children, to fulfill that space of love that they need that can only be filled by God Himself. And as we demonstrate this towards one another, then the world begins to go, man, what do they have that I don't have? I'm running around, I'm trying to find all this, everything is empty. What do they have that I don't have? And guys, the answer is simple. We have the love of Christ rule and reigning in our hearts. And when people see us loving one another, then they may want to be a part of that. You know, one thing I will say, and I want to encourage you in this. My wife and I and several other people, we came from a church where we kind of left and were hurt. And to be honest with you, didn't feel much love whatsoever. And so we came here. And what brought us back the second time was the love that was shown to us by those greeting at the front door. It's like, oh, we're home. It's where we needed to be. And this is a loving church. And I want to encourage you in that because it's a wonderful thing. But it can't just stop at the door and greeting people. Love is going to happen when we invite people into our homes. When we look at somebody and go, hey, today, I don't know you very well. Can I take you to lunch? Can we get together? Can we spend time getting to know one another? And that's where love begins to grow. It doesn't happen just there, even though that's what brought us back. But what keeps us coming back is the love that we feel from those around us. And how do we know that? Because we get involved in small group where we feel an enormous amount of love. And I want to encourage you to be a part of a small group. We get it in Sunday school, where we go, we sit down. Right now, it's men talking on a subject of David, and your love grows for one another, and you begin to trust one another. And as that love grows, and you feel it, and it fulfills that part of your life, we can't help but share it with those who are still searching. It'll drive us, guys. You know, thank God that Jesus didn't say, well, the day I died for you is the day I loved you, and you know what, when I change my mind, I'll let you know. Amen? Isn't that a great thing to know that He's every day proven His love out to us? How much more can we do the same? We're blessed to know that kind of love. That's the kind of love that saves the world. And so I want to encourage you guys that every day is what I have to do so many times is I wake up and I am not a morning person, so I'm not loving anything in the morning. But when I wake up and I go, Lord, if you use me today, you're going to have to fill me with you. That's the only thing that's going to get me through. And guys, He does. And it's amazing. He does. He supplies you and equips you with everything that you need to love one another and to love those whom He loves. That you'll realize the person who we had to clean up his trash out here today is God loves him as much as He does you. And He wants him to know the truth. And He wants to set him free. And we live in a world where people are just everywhere looking for love in all the wrong places. This is where we find love. It's an amazing thing that today we start off with baptisms, and here in just a moment we're going to have communion. And what I love about it is communion was always a part of the love feast of the church. It was a time that they would come together and they would remember Jesus, Him who loved him. That Jesus would say, while you were yet sinners, I died for you. That is for something for us to think about. That we'd be willing to lay down ourselves that others may come to know Jesus. And it's a blessing when we do. And so this morning, as we prepare our hearts for communion, we want to remember that it's not the communion that saves you. We're not a church that believes the bread becomes literally the body and the cup literally becomes the blood. It is a reminder of what Christ has done for us, that his body was beaten and broken because of his love for you, that his blood was shed because of his love for you. And then we get to celebrate the fact that he rose again, and we will have life eternal with him and be able to experience that love and share that love with him, all because of agape love. That if we don't experience that today, if we find ourselves in bad moods or fighting or somebody in the church rubs me the wrong way, you know what? I'm going to submit to you. That's the very person you need to pray about, and go to them. And allow God's love to break the barriers that are between you. And yet, there may be someone here who's still looking for love. That lets me know it's time to be quiet. Dismiss. I have to set that. My wife tells me I always talk way too long, so... But if you're here and you've never, and you're looking for that love and you want to experience that love, we're here to tell you, as a church family, we can point you to that love. And that love comes in the form of Jesus Christ. You have that empty place in your heart that maybe you've tried everything in the world to fill that part of your life, and it's still empty. It's because it was created to be empty. And the only thing that can fill it is Jesus Christ. If today you want to experience that love, not that you believed and you know that Jesus was a good man, but if you want to surrender your life to him, if you want to experience his love flow through and into you, if you want to experience the forgiveness of sin, which there's not a greater love that there is, we want to give you a chance today. And I know that sometimes it feels uncomfortable that you would walk forward or just come and talk to me afterwards, that we would love to talk with you and introduce you to our Lord, who is calling you because he loves you. And maybe today is that day that you surrender all those things that you've tried to fill your life with, and you fill it with the only thing that can ever do anything good for you, and that's Jesus himself. And if that's you, if you're sitting there, maybe your heart's pounding right now. It's okay. All of us, our hearts were pounding too. But I'd love to speak with you up front. And I'd love to introduce you to Jesus and allow him to begin to do that work in you. So let's pray.